I want to remind us today what a wonderful brotherhood we have. Paul says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10 and 11, he says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Isn't that beautiful words? Paul presented believers as being a family, the household of faith, or as the Concordant Version says, the family of faith. You and I are saints. We're not just social acquaintances. We belong to the same family. Paul saw things from the divine perspective. And that's why family terms are Paul's greatest form of speaking of our relationship to each other. Often this subject doesn't get the attention it needs or deserves, probably because it's so familiar to us. After all, Paul uses the word brother or brethren over 130 times in his letters. To Paul, brother was not some formal religious description or title. It was an attitude of his heart in his relationship to the other saints. And as in any family life, our spiritual family has as its key factor love. Without it, family doesn't exist. Not really. And so it is with Christ's body. This is why Paul said some things like this: "And the Lord make you increase and abound in love. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love." Families based on a divine principle of love, unconditional, unfailing, no matter what kind of love. It has to do with the fundamental attitudes of being patient and kind, humble and tolerant and generous with each other. These attributes lead us to a deep place of relationship with each other that's unmatched by any normal earthly relationships. What a pleasure it is for you and I to be brothers and for us to live in harmony and love with one another. And what joy it must bring to the Father. You know, parents get a great joy out of their children when they get along and when they love and care for each other. So it must be true for the Father when he sees us loving each other. Psalm 133:1 says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity." These aren't just meaningless words. You and I are a band of brothers. Now, of course, when I say brothers, I mean sisters, siblings. And I want you to know that I'm here for you. You know, by God's grace, if you're going through a hard time, give me a call and you and I can talk about it, because I love you. We're on the same side. We're on the same team. We have the same Father. And your burdens should be my burdens. And if you need a respite, if you need a place to get away for a bit, to catch your breath and to be spiritually encouraged, you're welcome to my place, because we're family. Here's a wonderful song. It's written by Paul Simon, and it's sung with from the beautiful voice of Aaron Neville, and it's called "Bridge Over Troubled Water." I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
When you're weary feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll try them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough. And friends just can't be found like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down. You're down and out, when you're on the street,
when you're on the street,
when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your heart. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down. Silver girl, sail on by,
sail on, sail on, sail on.
Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. If you need a friend, stand behind like a bridge over troubled water. I will lead your mind like a bridge over troubled water. I believe you, man. Ooh.